Hello everybody, let's begin with module 2 of the chapter Traders, Kings and Pilgrims. In this module, the objective would be to understand the ideals of Buddhism, how it spread from North to Central Asia, different eminent personalities and their work, importance of monasteries. Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, the spread of Buddhism. The most famous Kushana ruler was Kanishka. He ruled around 1900 years ago. He organized a Buddhist council where scholars met and discussed important matters. Ashwaghosha, a famous poet who composed a biography of the Buddha named the Buddha Charita. He lived in his court as well. Ashwaghosha and other Buddhist scholars now began writing in Sanskrit. A new form of Buddhism known as Mahayana Buddhism now developed. This had two distinct features. Earlier, the Buddha's presence was shown in sculpture by using certain signs like peepal tree. Now, statues of Buddha were made. Many of these were made in Mathura, while others were made in Takshila. The second change was a belief in Bodhisattvas. They were supposed to be persons who had attained enlightenment. Once they attained enlightenment, they could live in complete isolation and meditate in peace. However, instead of doing that, they remained in the world to teach and help other people as well. The worship of Bodhisattvas became very popular and spread throughout Central Asia, China, and later to Korea and Japan. Buddhism also spread to Western and Southern India, where dozens of caves were hollowed out of hills for monks to live in it. Some of these caves were made on the orders of kings and queens. Others by merchants and farmers. These were often located near passes through the Western Ghats. Roads connecting prosperous ports on the coast with cities in the Deccan ran through these passes. Traders probably halted in these cave monasteries during their travels. Buddhism also spread southeastwards to Sri Lanka, Myanmar, Thailand and other parts of Southeast Asia, including Indonesia. The older form of Buddhism, known as Theravada Buddhism, was more popular in these areas. This tells us about the enlightenment, isolation, meditation and how Buddhism spread across. In the next module, we will check about what do you mean by the quest of the pilgrims. Thank you.